When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
He's going by Mr. Manager saying, hey, Ben and Kelly,
mm-hmm.
I need to remain anonymous because of the position I'm in.
Okay.
I got a problem, need some help with, been dating one of my coworkers for the past year.
Okay.
In fact, she works for me, oh. And we keep it a secret.
Oh.
Everything's fine, except I just got her name on a list of people I have to let go by close of business Friday, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, geez.
Obviously, I think this is going to devastate her, and yeah. I try to convince her that I had nothing to do with it, which I didn't.
Right.
However, I think this might free us up to have a relationship. I'm also afraid of her retaliating and telling everyone at work about her secret relationship and me losing my career.
Oh.
She has no idea this is coming, so any advice on how to handle it? I would appreciate it if you would ask the more experienced managers in your listening audience to weigh in on my interesting situation. Thanks so much.
Am I the only one who thought immediately there is someone who's hearing this right now in this situation where they're dating their manager?
And they're freaking out that they're about to lose their job.
They're about to lose their job, yes!
Ooh.
Oh my gosh!
Ooh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh dang.
I laugh when I get nervous, sorry.
Yeah, no, that is such a tough position to be in because, I mean, he's worried that she's going to retaliate against him by telling everybody.
Yeah.
What does that say about the trust in your relationship?
Yeah, but
that
but,
I feel like is nerve-wracking.
I mean, have you thought maybe that's why she's on the list? Because it's not so secret?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, if that's a thing, if you're so worried about it and it's a secret, maybe it's not because she's like running her mouth.
And it doesn't sound like that he's in a position where he can be like, so can I ask why these people ended up on this
list?
Yeah,
it sounds like, well, one, it sounds like he's maybe new to management or new to being in that position at his company.
And they're just handing down orders and he's just.
Yeah. And sometimes that's just how it is. I get it. Wow. I guess Kelly and I are literally no help.
No, I'm not, man. I'm not in charge of anything.
So. That's evident.
And I like it that way.
Right.
I just show up, do the talky-talky, and then.
You know, I mean, I think you had to know in the back of your head that this was a possibility, even though you didn't want to admit it, that if you are her superior, which, by the way, there are way more HR issues with that, dating an employee if you're a manager.
But he's saying, like, that's about to not be an issue.
Right. So,
which is great in my book. I just don't know how she's going to take that.
Right. I think it's going to be fine. I think we're going to be fine.
That's a lot of those problems are going away.
I mean, so maybe you could use some of your connections as a manager and see if you can get her hooked up with an interview or before the hammer drops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And keep it professional there. And then. Yeah, she's going to probably be mad at you. Yes.
Probably.
I couldn't see how you're going to escape that.
Yeah. Why couldn't you say something
to save my job?
Yes.
Exactly.
Why didn't you fight for me?
Right. Right. Why didn't you fight for me? Why didn't you try to save my job? She's going to blame you.
But if she's a rational person, she's probably also going to realize that, again, these orders are just handed down. He didn't have anything to do with it, nor does he have any power to change it.
Not everybody thinks that. Not everybody thinks that way.
Right. But again, if she's a rational person and listens to what he has to say about it, and once, you know, the initial shock and the hurt and she can process a little bit. Yeah.
All right. 502-795-1997. If you are an experienced manager, like what Mr. Manager is asking.
Yeah, we're going to need some other managers to weigh in.
Maybe you could give us your approach to this. And I don't know if you've ever been in this situation and you want to talk about it.
If you're currently dating your boss right now.
if you're currently dating your boss.
Give us a little call.
That'd be great. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Well, Mr. Manager got himself into a pickle because of his pickle. And... And now he's got to let go the person who he had been dating, who was an employee of his.
Oh, that's super awkward.
It's super awkward. Yeah. We got a message from, quote, HR, a listener who wrote in and said, ugh, the risk you take when you get involved with a subordinate, take it like a man. And obviously, if he's worried she's going to rat him out, then she's only in the relationship for personal gain. I have no empathy for this dude. Keep your pants on at work.
Well, listen, sometimes you can't control
where your lust and your feelings are.
Your soulmate. Exactly. You met your wife on the job.
I did. And I was staying kind of quiet because I couldn't remember if I was a supervisor at the time.
Oh, and so she could have been her superior?
I think we got together before I got promoted.
Okay. But then you continued dating.
But again, Kelly, it's food service and it's the Wild West. So
oh, okay.
Really,
so that's
the rules don't apply
to the
service industry
so
like they
fine.
Do to other other areas of work.
Got it. Okay.
it's a completely different animal. It's
not
Wild
an apples
West.
To apples comparison.
No,
got it.
can't compare apples to apples with that.
Okay. John, so Rachel says, don't think you should mix business with pleasure, but since you already did, that part's done.
True.
I would hope that all in this situation are adults and understand that these things happen sometimes in business. I would suggest with this, you treat it as any other employee on that list. If she happens to say something about the relationship, not much you can do about it except go through whatever consequences may come.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many people that are like, well, this is why you don't date coworkers, and this is why you don't date subordinates. But listen, you've just like what Catherine said on Facebook, you need to prepare yourself for losing both your girlfriend and your job.
Ooh.
This was a risk the moment he started a relationship with a direct report without disclosing it to HR.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's...
Now, Elizabeth says, if you honestly have no control over this, and I'm sure if she loves you and values the relationship, she's going to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably give her great recommendations for another job, although it's going to be hard at first. She has to understand that you had no control over it.
Is this a... Now, John texted in, and I don't know if this is a... this may be the way to go. I don't know. John says, tell her Thursday night at home. So she can have all the emotions in private and you can talk through it either way to her on Thursday night before the axe comes down on Friday.
That might be the best way to do it, just because, again, that would save her from having any sort of a knee-jerk reaction at him, at work, in front of everybody.
I mean, of course,
that said,
though,
you got to make sure that she doesn't, like, give everybody else
heads
up.
And that's one of the reasons as a manager or management.
That's a no-no.
Especially, like, if you're friends with... outside of the office, you know, some of your employees, and then you find out you have to let them go.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be tough, and you might want to give them a heads up, but it's like manager 101 is you can't because of that sort of situation where they could start giving heads up to all these other people, and decisions sometimes change.
Yeah.
In literally minutes, minutes before someone gets let go, they're like, we're actually going to shift gears and we're going to instead keep this person and let this other person go and whatever.
Gosh.
And this is why you don't say anything to anyone. So I could see how maybe that
it's
might,
dangerous if you
yeah,
get, if you tip
it's
her
risky.
Off.
It's risky. But it's, I mean, you've been rolling the risk dice, you know, ever since you started.
That is true.
Nicole texted in and said, you know, Ben, you're right about the service industry. Ex-service industry here dated my manager. No one knew. Good times.
Good times, LOL.
I told you. I'm like, the service industry is just a completely different beast. I mean, it's just, there's all sorts of stuff that happens.
Brad, the love physician, since he's a manager, tell her she's earned some personal time off, and while she's gone, change locks.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, hey, Mr. Manager, I don't know if we've given you what you want to hear, but at least we've given you some, I guess, insight as to what could happen. with all this.
Yeah, there is a lot to consider in how this is going to play out. But hopefully you've got enough trust with your girlfriend that you will be able to survive this and that she will be able to handle herself with grace in this adversity and not blame you, understand you're not at the root of it and couldn't do anything to prevent it.
Do we want to ask him for an update next Monday? Do we want to ask him for an update next Monday?
I do need to know.
I mean, I almost feel like that's looking in on a car wreck, right?
A little. You know it's going to be bad. We just need to know how bad it was.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And well, maybe it could be a blessing in disguise.
Maybe. You're right.
Maybe she was feeling like, I don't want to, you know, keep this under wraps. I don't want to live a secret life. I want to live out in the open because I love you.
I'm going to break these
chains.
And I want
to shout it from the mountaintops.
Yes.
And yes, and maybe
now
she's been thinking about getting a different job anyway because of that. So maybe this could be the blessing that you need.
There you go, Mr. Manager. Take everything that Kelly just said and spin it that way and say, hey, look. This is our opportunity to really be a couple without the shackles of keeping it a secret.
No more love shackles.
Love shackles. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted. We definitely, definitely, definitely want to follow up next Monday, okay? Can you do that for us? Pinky swear? Pinky promise?
Pinky promise.
Okay. That is group therapy.